This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Over 1,000 people have died after a powerful earthquake struck Morocco overnight, leaving over 1,000 more injured, hundreds of them in critical condition. AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
Rescuers crawl under the rubble of a collapsed building in a village near Marrakech as a survivor remains trapped underneath. One survivor described the sound of the tremor as it shook. I was in my house. I saw people going outside. I heard a lot of noise. I thought it was rain, but it was the sound of the earthquake. The country's king has ordered the military to set up specialized rescue teams and mobilize air and land assets. However, so far, the government has not officially asked for assistance, despite an outpouring of offers from around the world. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea marked its founding anniversary with a parade attended by leader Kim Jong-un, as well as Russian diplomats and a high-ranking Chinese delegation, state media said Saturday, as Pyongyang deepens ties with Moscow and Beijing. The Friday event featured Pyongyang's paramilitary forces, state media said, rather than soldiers in the regular army, and it did not showcase the country's banned weaponry, including intercontinental ballistic missiles. Kim, flanked by his young daughter, looked on smiling and clapping. The European Union berated Russia on Saturday for pulling out of the Black Sea grain deal, saying the offer of 1 million tons of grain to African countries was a parody of generosity. In a speech at the annual G20 summit in New Delhi, Charles Michel, president of the European Council, said the grain deal had delivered to vulnerable countries 30 more times than what was offered. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies have outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. The details were announced Saturday in India at the annual Group of 20 summit of the world's top economies. U.S. officials say the corridor would help to boost trade, transport energy resources, and improve digital connectivity. It would include India, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Israel, and the European Union. The rail and shipping corridor could become one of the more ambitious counters to China's massive infrastructure program. The official number of those still missing from Hawaii's wildfires has dropped, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Hawaii's governor says that the number of people still missing following wildfires that destroyed the historic community of Lahaina has dropped to 66. The tally of the missing is now significantly lower than a week earlier, when authorities said that 385 people remained unaccounted for. The number of confirmed deaths is still at 115. The deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century swept through Lahaina on August 8th, destroying more than 2,000 structures. The governor says that in the coming weeks, authorities will begin to schedule supervised visits for residents so that they can return and view their property. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. health experts are warning about the potential for a triple-demic, the autumn virus onslaught, and urging people to get vaccines. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's the start of the flu season, and COVID cases are on the rise. And there's been an increase in the RSV virus, especially in the Southeast. So it's time to get ready to roll up your sleeves, says Shandy Durth, a public health expert at Indiana State University.
You can get that new booster at the same time as your flu vaccination.
Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax have tweaked their COVID-19 vaccines to better match the evolving coronavirus. Clearance is expected from the FDA and the CDC. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British police say they have captured a former soldier who escaped from prison while waiting trial on terrorism charges. Daniel Abed Khalif was on the run 4 days before a massive search managed to nab him Saturday. Khalif escaped on the bottom of a food delivery truck from a prison on Wednesday. The breakout ignited a storm of criticism as political opponents blamed the ruling Conservative Party for incompetence. The 21-year-old is accused of planting fake bombs at a military base and of violating Britain's Officials Secrets Act by gathering information that could be useful to the enemy. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.